Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Footy Frenzy, episode 7. My name's Dylan. Today I'm joined by two Zachs. How are we going, boys?
Good.
And, of course, the great Sam. How are you, Sam?
Good.
Pretty interesting week in footy, boys. A few upsets. Bringing into finals now, next week. We excited for finals, boys?
Yeah, I am.
The best month in September.
Mm. Hope the Cats can win it.
Yep, the Catters.
No, I reckon Sydney.
I reckon Adelaide.
I'm the only person in here that's actually got a team to finals, so look, can't wait.
Mm, rightio. That's all right. Next year, Essendon and Carlton will be all right, won't they, fellas?
Yeah,
hopefully. A few talking points in footy this week, boys. We'll start off with the women's footy starting tomorrow night. What do we think about the women's footy? Do we
like? Western Bulldogs and Melbourne will be the best teams, though.
Yeah,
I
think.
Have they got all the teams?
No,
there's eight.
Who's
there?
Wait, do you want to read them?
It's Western Bulldogs.
So
Western Bulldogs. I can maybe read them. Western Bulldogs. There's Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, Collingwood.
Carlton.
There's Collingwood. There might be Carlton.
Yeah, there's Carlton.
And then there's Essendon.
Yes. No, there's
no Essendon. I'll name them. Bulldogs, Melbourne, Collingwood, Carlton, Adelaide, Fremantle, Greater Western Sydney, and the Brisbane Lions.
There's Great Western Sydney before Essendon.
In the girls' comp. Yeah. So, how do we think this will go, boys? Do we like women's footy?
For all the women's out there, it'll be a great success.
Yeah, I think if you're passionate about footy, doesn't matter what gender you are, I suppose, go for it. Boys have played netball before or things like that. So, if girls are interested in footy and want to go all the way, make it to the WFL, then why not?
Why not, yeah.
Yep. Who are we going to go for in the Women's Football League? Sam, no Geelong in there, so...
Melbourne.
Going to go for Melbourne? I'm going to go for the Blues.
GWS.
So when we read out the teams, when there was no Geelong, I was like, how's Geelong not in the league? But back to the topic, I reckon maybe the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. There's a few good young players out there running around. They go in pretty hard, and they're pretty good.
It will be a good league when there's more teams coming through.
It'll be a success. Give it 5-10 years, and it'll be almost as popular as AFL is nowadays.
Definitely.
Crowds will start to come in and all that. I reckon it'll be a good success.
Sorry about that. Someone's just printing something out.
That's all right. What else have we got? We'll talk about a few of the trades. We'll start with the big one, Big Cloakie. He's requested a trade from Collingwood. Most
For
likely
who?
End up at Bulldogs, I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Bulldogs. So what do we think about Cloakie, boys? Should they let him move? I reckon they should.
Yeah. Probably.
I reckon he just needs to work on his footing.
Kicking?
Yeah, he's kicking drop.
Yeah. I reckon Pye should get rid of him, though, because he hasn't been great this year.
He got dropped 3 times.
Yeah, if he's requesting a trade, I reckon they'll let him go.
But Cloakie would have been fed up with it, though.
Yeah, would have been fed up with all Bucks' nonsense and dropping him, and they should have just stuck by him, I reckon, and he probably would have improved instead of dropping him every week, bringing him back in, dropping him, bringing him back in. Who else is up in the trade period, boys? Do we know of anyone from your club?
Nope. Isn't it Andrew Swallow's brother?
David Swallow, no, he's safe. He's
Dion Prestia.
Safe. Dion Prestia to the Tigers. What do we think of that? Should have stayed at the Gold Coast or not?
Yes.
Stickering? Is he moving?
Possibly to North, yes.
There was a chance during the week, I heard in the news, that Vickery could be traded for Travis Cloak, like a Vickery-Travis Cloak move.
Oh, a three-way, maybe? A three-way swap? Or Vickery or Cloak to Richmond?
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
No, I can't see that happening.
I can't imagine Vickery in a Collingwood jumper and Cloak
playing
in a Richmond jumper.
They're like rivals, those two teams.
I can't imagine Cloak and Rewalt in the same forward line. You look at that, it's a pretty good forward line, but two big names, but wonder how well they'd work together. The Saints have delisted Luke Delaney, Tom Curran, Josh Saunders and Brenton Payne.
What? Luke Delaney? He was one of their best backs years ago.
He's a veteran, been doing well at the Saints, but it happens this time of year. That's what happens. People get delisted. People request trades.
During the week, Andrew Bogut was questioning if AFL's like a loyal sport anymore. He was questioning, you know, Andrew Bogut?
Yeah, the basketball.
He was questioning.
It was after the game or something, yeah.
Yeah, he was questioning if the AFL is a loyal sport anymore. Like, if players are loyal, because they just seem like they're
just
moving
chasing
all the time.
For money, aren't they?
Yeah, that's all it's about. Not their hometown.
Yeah, not happy. If they're not happy, then they'll want to move and chase the big bucks.
Yeah.
Any other big trades that we know of, boys? No. Hasn't been many yet. Season just finished, so clubs are just discussing. I know that Michael Barlow has requested a meeting with the Fremantle Dockers to discuss his future, and he's had interest from a handful of rival clubs, so this could be a big loss for Freo. He's a good player, Barlow, and be sad to see him go leave the Dockers, but oh well. As we said before, they're just chasing money, and if they're not happy at their club, then that's what happens. They just want out, and oh well, that's just what happens in football these days.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yes. I have nothing to add.
That's all right. All Australian team boys. What do you think's going to go on? Midfielders. Think of three.
Patrick.
Dangerfield. Name me five midfielders that should be in the Australian team.
Zach Merritt.
Yeah.
No, I don't reckon Zach
He's
Merritt.
He's pretty good.
He's good. He won the Bombers BNF, actually.
Yeah. Speaking he got best and fairest.
Yep. Won
Adam Treloar.
Best and fairest.
Adam Treloar, yeah.
I think there's better players than Treloar.
So Paddy Bonten? Dangerfield.
Who?
Bont.
Bont and Pally.
Judging by the AFL website, looks like the players that are most likely to be in there, Hanbury.
Oh.
Josh Kennedy from the Swans.
There'll be Jackie Stephen.
Andrew Gaff. They're the three centres. The followers, Max Gorn.
Yeah,
he's had a great year, I think.
Danger and Stephen, isn't it?
Danger and Sloan.
Oh!
So, some pretty good players in there.
Jack Stephen was robbed, if that's the case.
Yeah, well, you look at those players, though, and they're all playing finals except for Gorn. They've all had good years, probably the best they've ever had. They're all going to be in contention for Brownlow, including Dangerfield. We all think he's going to win it. Most people do. I think they're crazy if Danger's not going to win, but look, I don't know if you can fit Stephen in there. It's going to be stiff if Hanbury, Kennedy, Gaff, Bangefield or Sloan miss out. I don't think there's been any other ruckman that can match Gorn. Grundy, yeah.
But this isn't the official team, is it?
No, it's not the official.
Okay.
It's just the likelies.
I was thinking for a second, is it the official team?
No. There's a couple of backs that they've named. McGovern.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Tarrant and Dane Rampey from the Swans.
Rampey's really good. Has Daniel Talia been? Yeah, because Daniel Talia's had a huge season.
He has, but he's not named in here. So, not likely. That was the fullbacks. And now the halfbacks, Heath Shaw, Alex Ranch and Corey Enright are the ones named. So, what do we think of that?
Heath Shaw's,
He's had a good year.
He's a good
year.
Player.
Yeah. Moved from Collingwood. 2 years ago, was it last year?
Wait, who's this?
Heath Shaw.
Oh, I think 3 years ago.
3 years ago, was it?
So in 2013, off-season. So 2014, 2015, 2016.
So he's played 3 years?
At the Giants, yeah.
Okay, so he's probably improved more as a player at the Giants, and he's got that role of teaching all those young kids that are coming through, and I think he's done a good job there. Yeah.
He's averaging, like, more than 100 fantasy points a game as well.
Yeah, well, I'll read out a little what it says about him here. It says, an anonymous pick. Shaw's ability to marshal the defence and spark attack was outstanding, ranking number one in the AFL for rebound 50s, 172, and average metres gained, 562 metres a game.
Yeah.
So he moves that ball through off half back, bangs it into their 50, and lets the forwards do the rest. Rance and Enright could have been... Oh, there's a few people that could have been replacing Enright. I think Cade Simpson or Doherty from Carlton. I just know of those two that were up there.
Is Enright in it?
Stevie,
Enright. Well,
he's a likely.
Yeah, go in.
Couple of cutters in there for you.
Who's the other one? Danger.
Dangerfield
and Enright.
And Enright.
Okay, that's
so that's
pretty
good. It's not the confirmed All-Australian team, but they're the likely midfielders and backs. Forwards, who do we reckon the six forwards will be? Sam, we'll start with you.
Okay. So, Josh Kennedy at centre-half.
Josh Kennedy from West Coast at centre-half.
Yeah.
Yep. On the flanks.
On the flanks. Oh, I can't think right now. There's good players, and I know there is.
Yeah, there is.
No, Buddy Lance Franklin. Franklin's not a flank, though. He's full forward, maybe, Lance.
Okay, Buddy at full forward. Josh at centre half forward, yep.
That'll be good. Pass.
Pass. Zach, have a crack at yours.
Centre half forward and going Buddy.
Yeah, that's a good decision. I like that.
Really?
What about on the forward flanks?
I don't know.
Zach, what about you? Other Zach, little Zachy.
I don't know.
Yep.
Eddie Betts?
No, ooh, it's forward pocket.
I'd
forward
have
pocket.
Eddie in the forward pocket.
Oh, yeah, Eddie.
Kennedy in the...
Kennedy at full forward?
Yeah.
So we've got Buddy at centre half forward, Zach?
Yeah.
Kennedy at full forward? Eddie in a pocket?
Now, flanks.
Cameron at flanks?
Who? Cameron. Jeremy Cameron, yeah, possibly, yeah. I don't mind that.
Stevie Johnson?
Stevie J.
Stevie.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. Who else?
He's been playing real well for the...
I was going to half say Jack Silvani, but
nah. Nah, he's not played. He's only played two or three games.
No, he's played more than that.
Jack for the Blues?
Yeah, he's played about five.
Oh, maybe five. Still not enough to be qualified for the Australian, though.
I'm thinking of this. Sam Doherty was robbed to not being the defensive. I just thought of that.
Sam Doherty, yeah.
He's had a huge season.
All right, I'll go through my forward. I reckon Buddy at half forward. On the flanks, maybe Tom Lynch in the Gold Coast.
Oh.
Maybe Jack Gunston in there.
Oh.
And then I'll have
Sewell.
Josh Kennedy at full forward.
Sewell.
Have a Bruce.
No,
Eddie Betts.
And Sewell. Either Cyril or Bruce as my other pocket, and I'd have one of them on the bench. So
yeah.
And then the midfield. Who would we have in the midfield? I'd have Gorn as your ruckman, Dangerfield.
Hannelbrook.
No, Gaff and Josh Kennedy.
Okay, my shot.
Yep. Your midfielders. A ruckman and three midfielders.
Maxi Gorn.
Dangerfield. Danger.
Yep, Gorn, Danger.
Josh Kennedy.
From the Swans, yep.
And...
Hannabury, maybe Gaff, Sam Mitchell.
Oh, Sam
Hannabury.
Mitchell, yeah.
Oh, Sammy Mitchell.
Zach?
Mine would probably be Gorn and for the Ruckman, and then Hannabury, Sam Smith.
Who's Sam Smith?
I mean, what's his name? Sam Mitchell.
Sam Mitchell.
Yeah. Gaff. How much have I named?
That's three midfielders. So, yeah. So Gorn, Hannabury, Gaff and Mitchell.
Yeah.
No Dangerfield.
No, not really.
What?
That's all right. It could be on the bench or on the wings.
Yeah.
Doesn't. What about Luke Parker on the wing?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Lukey Parker and maybe who else on the wing?
Could I have Marseille on midfielders?
Yep, go.
All right. So maybe Max Gorn, yep. Danger.
Yep.
Jackie Stephen.
Yep.
And Tom Rockliffe.
Okay. A few different ones there.
Why not Tom Rockliffe?
Rockliffe and Stephen have both had a lot of possessions this year, and they've played very well. They'll probably win their clubs being Fs, but I don't think they're good enough for an All-Australian.
On a wing, Lockie Neal.
Lockie Neal, yes.
Oh, no. He would be better for bench. Lockie Neal would be better on a bench.
On the bench. That's all right. You still mind the All-Australian team. On the bench, doesn't matter. I think everyone... The players AFL would dream to be making an All-Australian team, and I suppose that's what, as players, one of the things they strive for at the end of the year.
No matter where he's starting.
Yep, doesn't matter where you start, you're always going to... If you're on the All-Australian team, you take that.
And?
I reckon Nick Nat would have been close
if he was injured.
Yeah. Well, he only got injured, last week in the last round, but
no,
I just think Gorn was a lot more consistent. Probably he's... Ability to move around the ground. Him and Nick Nat, it's a good matchup.
He just knows where to tap the ball.
Yeah, but he's a lot... I think he's a bit more... I don't know.
Doesn't the fullback go in goals?
No.
As a goalie?
When they play against the Irish team.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know who's goalie, actually. It could be the fullback. Do we like watching the Gaelic footy, boys, when the Australian team goes over and plays against...
I don't watch it. I just... See some of the highlights.
Yeah, I don't mind it. The round ball, you can take a bounce. Kick it, you can kick it like a footy.
Very creative.
You can kick it longer than a footy.
Yeah, you can kick it longer. It just travels further. It just keeps going and going.
It's very, very creative.
Yeah. All right. Anything else to add on trades or all Australian teams? Or
sort of. Sort of is, but Todd Goldstein's had a very bad year with injuries. And
yeah. You'd think last year he was Australian ruckman, and this year Max Gawn's just come out of nowhere and just shown that he's probably the league's best ruckman. I think he'll go well in the Brownlow. He'd be close to winning Melbourne's best and fairest.
He will.
Yeah, I reckon he'll go close. He'll definitely come in the top three, if not win. I think Viney will be up there.
Yeah.
Nathan Jones.
He had
an all right season, but not his best.
No.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. Even young blokes like Petrarca, he's had a good year. Next year, I think he'll probably up the notch a bit and probably even better than he is. All right, anything else to add, boys?
No. Yeah.
Sam, yeah?
No, I'm good. No, I just...
Okay. All right, let's go through the finals for next week. All right, the finals. If the times have been out, the locations have been bought out. On Thursday night...
Thursday?
Yes, they're playing a Thursday night final. What do we think of that?
No.
Should have started. I reckon, first of all, the final should have started this weekend, tonight, because it just, I don't know, while everyone's still so excited and passionate about having footy on, and then all of a sudden not having a bye, and there's everyone's like, oh, no footy to watch, and everyone gets distracted by other things.
And I don't like Gil McLaughlin as, what do you call it, CEO.
Yeah,
I don't like Gil McLaughlin. I reckon his brother should be it.
Yeah, I think he's all right. I've met him. We actually interviewed him on radio.
Who, Gillan
when
McLaughlin?
I was in grade six, yep. We had him on air. So that was when he was not CEO, when he was vice assistant, whatever you want to call it, to Demetrio. But no, he's a good bloke, good to talk to, but I don't know if he's the right person for the role. We'll see what happens.
My dream's to interview Patrick Dangerfield and Joel Selwood and stuff.
Is it? Well, there you go. If you want to work hard and look up to something, then go for it.
Like you, you've accomplished it.
Yeah, well, who have I interviewed? Grade six, we had a couple of the Saints players on. I can't remember who, actually. I think they played a couple games in the AFL, and they might still be playing VFL there. Interviewed Gil McLaughlin and Paul Connors, who manages 5% of the AFL. So he manages 5% of AFL players. He used to manage Juddy. I think he manages Josh Kennedy from West Coast. He manages a few good players, so I've interviewed him as well. There's been a few that I've interviewed, but next year, boys, you'll have to try and beat me and try and get Dangerfield or whoever you look up to, get them on, try and contact the club and get one of them to have a chat.
Yeah, it would be really good.
It would be. It's good to talk to them and give you their opinion on the game and what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know and what's on social media and all that, things that goes on around the club.
If Dangerfield's on, there's a 100% chance I'm sitting next to him.
I don't know if he'll come in, but he might call up and you talk to him over the phone. That's what we had to do.
Oh, to who?
To McLaughlin.
Oh, just
Saints boys came in because they're just based in Seaford, so it's a 10-minute drive down to the primary school, but McLaughlin and Paul Connors, we just called them up and spoke to them over the phone. So there you go, boys. That's a bit of a goal for next year, Footy Frenzy.
Yeah.
Hope to see you start from round one next year.
Yeah, we will.
That'll be good. I'll come down eventually and see how yous are going and help you out, maybe.
Yeah. No,
all right.
No USA next year.
No. You're going to the USA in Monday, Sam.
Monday.
Excited for that?
Yeah, very excited.
That's good. So it's your last show today. I'm sure you'll be back next year and you'll be hosting it with all these young fellas.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Finals week one, starting next week. Should have started this week, do we reckon, boys? Do you reckon there should have been a bye?
Yeah.
Should have started this week. First day of September, there's all talk about, September the greatest month of the year, footy finals, all that. I reckon it should have started. Today's the 1st of September, would have been perfect to have a final on tonight, but that's the AFL's decision and they've... chose to do it next week. 8th of September at Domain Stadium.
West Coast.
West Coast versus the Doggies. Who are we tipping, boys?
West Coast.
Sam, Zach, who are we tipping?
West Coast, yeah.
Zach, Bulldogs? Yeah. Even at West Coast?
Yeah.
I reckon is it a knockout?
Yeah, this is one knockout.
Okay, so West Coast, I reckon they'll knock out the Doggies. Geelong Hawks, Friday night, 7:50 at the MCG.
Hawks haven't been playing that well, have they?
I think the Cats will get up.
Yeah, but before, I think Geelong.
But before this, I remember all of you backed the D's and what happened. The D's lost by over 100 points.
I think we were just trying to stir you up a bit there, Sam, trying to make you a bit annoyed. Yeah. But
Geelong.
I think the Cats will win against the Hawks. But
go Cats.
It's not a knockout, is it?
It's a prelim. No, not prelim, a qualifying final.
Qualifying. So if Geelong win, they'll go straight to the prelim, and Hawks will play the winner of West Coast Bulldogs, is that right? Or they play the winner of Adelaide Kangaroos. Do we know, Sam? Loser of Geelong and Hawthorn, they'll play the winner of Adelaide Kangas. Yeah. And the winner will go straight to the prelims. Saturday, Arvo, Sydney versus the Giants at ANZ Stadium.
I think GWS.
I really want GWS.
Me too.
It'd be good for GWS, their first finals campaign.
GWS, but I think Sydney have way too much experience.
Yeah, I think. But GWS, they've got a second chance, don't they?
Yeah.
So GWS will play the winner of West Coast and Bulldogs.
Yeah. I reckon.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to back Sydney, though. Boy, I think they're just going to be too good an experience for GWS, but I reckon it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
The battle of the Sydney teams.
I'm backing.
It'd be good to see GWS win. It'd be good to see them win,
but if they make grand final, that would be huge.
That would be huge, very big. Tipping the Swans, boys.
I'm picking GWS.
Swans. Swans. But I reckon GWS will.
GWS.
They'll lose the qualifying, they'll win the semi. And then they lose the prelim.
Okay. So they'll get to the prelims, you reckon?
Yeah.
Be good to see them knock off the Swans, but I don't think they will. Adelaide and North.
Adelaide
Oval at 7:40.
I hope Adelaide, because North did that hopeless thing to Broome and Harvey.
Is he still playing? Or that was his last?
No, he'll play. He's played finals. Adelaide. But I can't see.
Adelaide are way too strong for them.
But if they get rid of Broomer and Nick Del Santo and Ferido, I don't know how they're going to go. I don't think they'll make finals without them.
They struggled this year.
They're their inspiration.
So wait, can they come back to another club?
Mm-hmm.
They can if they want.
But they're all older blokes. I think they'll all retire.
They'll ask Del Santo. He's only 31.
And they'll have to ask for not a lot of money at all if they want to go to
I don't think they're going to get paid much because they're older players. And Boomer, he takes the risk. If someone wants to pay him, then if he gets injured, he's probably going to announce his retirement as soon as he gets injured, unless it's a little minor one. But if he does, breaks a leg or an arm or anything big and major that's going to keep him out for six to eight or more weeks, and I think he's going
to
be gone.
He said he doesn't want to play for any other club. He just wants to be known as North Melbourne.
Yeah, well, there you go. So I think he'll retire.
Yeah, I think he's gone, yeah.
So I'm tipping the Crows against...
Me too.
Yep, let go of the Crows. Be good to see them win. All right, we'll wrap it up there, boys. Pretty interesting week in football, and next week we'll be back and excited for the first finals.
Without me.
That's all right. This time next week we can be saying in 4 or 5 hours we can be sit back on our couch and watch the first final for 2016. Sam, you'll be over in America.
I'll be asleep when you're doing your show, so I have to wake up next and listen
day.
To your show.
Yeah, the next day listen to it. Give us some feedback.
Yeah, I'll write the comments each week about how it goes.
There we go. That's all right. We might even FaceTime you if you're awake, if it's not too late.
I'll FaceTime you, mate.
And we'll
get your input on the grand final week.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Well, we might be holidays in grand final week, won't we? It's going to be holidays. So we'll probably be having the show until maybe prelim week, 2 or 3 weeks left of school. And then
that week you can maybe do the FaceTime thing, yeah.
Yep.
And I've got a little present for you.
Do you?
It's not a big one, but it's bragging rights for the whole high school and the whole primary school that you're the best radio person ever.
Am I?
Love you, man.
Yeah, love you.
Great. Thank you. Where are you staying in America? Give us a bit of a fill-in. Let the listeners know.
5th of September, we're going to Melbourne Airport on an A380 to LA.
Knows all the numbers of the plane. Yep.
When we get to LA, we stay at the airport for about a couple of hours, and then we go from LA to New York.
Yep.
And then we stay there for about 10 days.
Okay, so in New York right now, it's 11:57 p.m. at night. So
I'll get up at midnight to do a show.
Yep.
I want to do it.
Fair enough.
So, and
from New York, where do you go?
We go to Orlando and we're going to try out all these theme parks like
okay, nice.
Harry Potter and stuff. And then we're going on a Disney cruise for 5 days.
Nice.
And
sounds going, good, doesn't it, boys?
Then we're going back to New York.
Yep.
And then we're going to go from New York to Sydney and then Sydney to Melbourne. And then
holiday over.
We get home, 7th of October.
I'm coming, Sam.
Yeah, I think we'll jump on.
Yeah.
Hide in the suitcases. Yeah. Sound good, doesn't it, boys?
Yeah.
Don't hope it can fit at all.
Yeah. Up the Dogs.
Yeah.
Go the. Well, go can't Cats. Say go the Blues because we're out.
Go Cats. Go Cats.
Go Adelaide.
Go GWS.
Go GWS. Go GWS. Adelaide.
You know who I'm going for?
Who?
The umpires.
Go Cats.